So upon retirement, Mammoth Cave administration approached me and asked me if I was interested in coming back and bringing back from absence a Bransford for 64 years. So I think the National Park Service has made it clear that they didn't send the men of color away. But I would doubt in 1941 that there was a man of color in a national park uniform in the United States of America. We can't be sure who the people are that sent the Bransfords away and the other guides of color. We were by far the greatest number. It's just that Matt told me, Matt Bransford, third generation, my granduncle, says they were called in about a year or so before the takeover and told, and they were quietly told in a nice way that you need to be thinking about what you're going to do because this national park thing is too large for us and probably you won't get to stay on, and they didn't. So when I returned in 2004, I felt an incredible responsibility to do the best in the most tasteful way that I can to let everybody know what our family did, what they were responsible for, and maybe let the world know that there was so much more that was produced that was never talked about. The Bob Livelys and the Mutch Hunters and other tour guides at Mammoth Cave that I feel that gave so much that quite possibly walked away as if they were never there. And even being a little kid, went on tours at Mammoth Cave, the historic tour. Even at age 12 or 14, I would listen to the old tour guides, and there was never a word said about the Bransfords or any other guides of color. And my father knew quite well that some of the guys that we would see, especially on the historic tour, were some of the white guys that were able to stay on, the white guides who were grandfathered in National Park uniform. So I feel an incredible responsibility to letting folks know what happened there. It's not that I have contributed so much or I have explored or given 30 years of my life as a tour guide. I just want to speak for the Bob Livelys, the Mutch Hunters, the Stephen Bishop, and the Bransfords, and let everybody know what they accomplished and their contributions to the success of what is now Mammoth Cave National Park.